Imagine waking up to find everything changed overnight. The bathroom fixtures are different, your white comforter is now brown, and most disturbingly, your reflection shows a woman with short, graying hair and fine lines you don't recognize. When you call for your fiancé, Harry, a stranger named Graham appears instead, claiming to be your husband of 4 years. This is Tess's terrifying reality in Do You Remember? Graham presents a letter in her handwriting explaining everything. She suffered a brain injury in a car accident that causes her to wake each morning with no memory of the past 7 years. The letter assures her Graham is her loving husband, who's been caring for her, and that Harry is gone because he did something unforgivable. Evidence surrounds her: wedding photos, a surgical scar on her scalp, and a home she doesn't recognize. But something feels deeply wrong. When Tess discovers a partially washed away message on her thigh reading "Find," the first crack appears in this carefully constructed reality. She learns she's essentially a prisoner. Doors require keys she doesn't have, she can't drive due to supposed seizures, and her world has shrunk to a beautiful cage with Graham holding all the keys. Tess's fragile acceptance crumbles when she receives a text: "Don't trust the man who calls himself your husband." The mysterious sender knows intimate details: Ziggy's tennis ball hiding spots, Camilla's shopping habits, even her medication schedule. Each day follows the same pattern. Tess wakes without memory, reads Graham's letter, and investigates before his nightly medication resets everything. Messages appear through texts during brief phone access and writings on her body discovered upon waking. Notes in waterproof ink behind her ear, on her inner arm, and on her toenail consistently urge her to find Harry and warn about Graham drugging her. At the dog park, Harry reveals troubling information. Her memory loss doesn't match traumatic brain injury. Medical records suggest Graham deliberately keeps her confused to control her tech company. When Lucy, Tess's supposed best friend, arrives with contradictory information, the situation grows more complex. In this disorienting reality, every potential ally might be an enemy, and every memory, suspect. Tess's beautiful home serves as both sanctuary and prison. All doors require keys she doesn't possess, and even the backyard gate is padlocked. Caretaker Camilla maintains an illusion of freedom while functioning as warden, making perfect toast while holding the keys and reporting to Graham. When Tess tries to leave the supermarket alone, a security guard stops her, revealing Graham's containment system. Even the police offer no help. When she calls 911, the officer confirms Graham is her legal guardian due to her memory problems. The most insidious prison exists in Tess's mind. She wakes each morning without yesterday's memories, forced to rediscover the truth daily. The morning letters she reads, supposedly from her past self, but actually dictated by Graham, create a false narrative she accepts. Graham's gaslighting reinforces her imprisonment. When she questions inconsistencies, he dismisses her concerns as confusion from her brain injury. Her captivity perpetuates as each night her memories vanish, leaving only the breadcrumbs her desperate past self managed to leave behind. Tess's suspicions are confirmed when she catches Graham injecting her and later discovers him having sex with Lucy, revealing their betrayal. In this unguarded moment, Graham confesses. Tess had planned to divorce him after hiring a lawyer and was going to cut him from her company. He now relishes controlling her, knowing she'll forget his confession by morning. Through flashbacks, Tess remembers confronting Graham at My Home Spa about his affair with his secretary and his embezzlement. She had locked him out of company computers and demanded a divorce, suggesting her accident might have been intentional. With Harry's help, Tess accesses Graham's locked drawer, finding medical records showing she has stage 4 glioblastoma, the cancer that killed her mother. Graham claims that after she stopped chemotherapy, her psychiatrist recommended an experimental drug to make her forget her diagnosis daily, allowing her to live her remaining time happily. Even Tess's father arrives to confirm the story, leaving her questioning if she misjudged Graham. Facing terminal illness, Tess chooses to spend her remaining months with Harry instead of Graham, who surprisingly agrees and offers to continue managing My Home Spa. Harry remains suspicious until Lucy reveals the truth. Graham had been embezzling from Tessa's company and bought Lucy's silence with employment. When Graham claims entitlement to the company for his caregiving, Tess tears up their contract. Within days, Graham faces embezzlement charges and divorce while Harry and Tess plan a beach vacation. Though believing her time is limited, Tess refuses further treatment to enjoy life with Harry. The epilogue reveals the final twist. 1 month before finding Harry, Tess had learned her cancer was in remission. When she mentioned returning to work, Graham grew agitated. At dinner, Tess discovered white powder in her water, and Graham confessed to keeping her sick and dependent. Realizing he would drug her to make her forget this revelation, Tess wrote "Find Harry" on her thigh, the message that sparked her escape. Despite nightly memory erasure, Tess develops ingenious methods to leave herself breadcrumbs, writing messages on her body, hiding Harry's number in a shopping list, and documenting inconsistencies in the narrative she's been fed. The novel emphasizes trusting instincts when faced with gaslighting. Tess's bullshit detector alerts her to Graham's deceptions, from his fabricated first meeting story to his insistence she loves pomegranate juice despite her physical recoil. These discrepancies form patterns her subconscious recognizes even when conscious memories are gone. Ziggy, her golden retriever, provides emotional validation through his instinctive dislike of Graham, growling and eventually biting him, confirming Tess's suspicions. The epilogue reveals that Tess's pursuit of truth saved her life. Had she accepted Graham's narrative about her terminal diagnosis, she would have remained trapped, unaware her cancer was actually in remission. This underscores the novel's theme. Questioning accepted truths isn't just about autonomy, it's about survival. Memory forms the core of our identity, relationships, and worldview. This psychological thriller explores what happens when memories become unreliable, manipulated, or erased. The most terrifying aspect isn't Tess's physical confinement, but the mental prison Graham constructs by controlling her memories. Yet something deeper persists: her instinctive discomfort around him, emotional connection to Harry, and subconscious resistance to the false narrative. The novel illustrates gaslighting as Graham dismisses Tess's concerns as confusion from her brain injury, using truth to sell lies. His scheme shows how psychological abuse can target even successful individuals, weaponizing their strengths against them. Do You Remember delivers a powerful message about resilience. Though Graham controlled Tess's perception, her inner truth, those desperate messages she left herself, could not be entirely suppressed. These breadcrumbs testify to the persistence of self under extreme duress. Trust yourself. Listen to your instincts. Sometimes the most important person to believe is yourself.